Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Club.
To ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded.
I'd be careful answering that call. It could be another Z Morning Zoo phone scam.
Z104.
Hello?
Hi, is this Wendy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Wendy. This is Karen Little. I live on the opposite end of the block from you. I just wanted to officially welcome you guys to the neighborhood. I've been talking with some of the other moms, and they really only had nice things to say about you, so I'm really looking forward to meeting you.
Oh, great. Thank you. Yeah, it's been a crazy week moving. You know, it's really hard, but everybody's been really nice so far.
Well, that's good. Listen, I wanted to formally invite you to join in on one of our little neighborhood mom groups. We currently have it going on right now, if you're interested.
Yeah, of course. That would be great. Is this Facebook, though? Because I already signed up for that, and I think I was accepted.
No, this one, it's a little more private. So I hear you keep in pretty good shape. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I try to.
You do a little cardio once in a while? I mean, maybe some running?
Yeah, I do. I jog every morning.
Super. Let me ask you this. Have you ever done any kickboxing classes before?
Well, I guess I did belong to a gym class. It was like boot camp or booty camp, something like that they called it.
Okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about. So this would sort of be like that, but like I said, this is kind of a private group, and we like to keep everything really low-key. So it's not like all over that mom, that Facebook group page and everything, if you know what I mean.
What kind of group is it? Is it like a cardio workout class or something like that?
Not exactly. It's more like a mom fight club.
Excuse me, what?
It's a fight club, but for moms. Like, okay, so have you ever had like a long day at work? Maybe you get home and your kid got in trouble at school, or you burned dinner, or the cat pukes on the carpet. Have you ever had one of those days? I mean, seriously, you just want to punch something?
Well, yeah, actually, I've had many of those days.
That's where Mom Fight Club really comes in handy. So what we do is we meet up over in Monica Collins, her garage, and basically we have different matches based on your weight and experience, and we just fight each other.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm super serious. I mean, it's great exercise, and it really helps with taking out aggression. I mean, trust me, I used to take, like, a ton of Prozac, like there were Skittles, like, all the time, but now I don't even need it.
So is it like wrestling? Something like that?
No, it's just full-on fist fights with, like, little to no padding at all. I mean, basically, you'll get matched up with another mom. You get three rounds to either knock her unconscious, or you could choke her out, which I tend to do all the time. And at the end of the night, the winners, like, we give gift cards to places like Hobby Lobby, which is having a really good Halloween sale right now, or Bed Bath Beyond. Everyone brings different dishes, too, so there's, like, a ton of food, a lot of fun. You choke people out. We'd love for you to be a part of it.
Well, I don't understand what you're talking about. You expect they fight each other? We have to fight someone?
Yeah, I mean, it's blood in, blood out, which means you have to fight on your first night.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, it's the most fun you'll have in your entire life, and it's such a good stress reliever.
So you don't go full out on each other?
Well, full out? What do you mean?
You know, actually punch each other and kick and
We take it seriously. I mean, we beat the living shit out of each other. Like, last week, I put Linda Marcus in the hospital. She was bleeding out of her ear for hours.
Oh, my God. You know what? I don't know if I could do something like that. I've never fought in my entire life. To hit someone, I don't know. This sounds a little crazy.
Well, I mean, it's not always boxing. I mean, once a month we do weapons night where you're allowed to bring any one item from your kitchen and use it as a weapon. Like last time I brought a corkscrew. And let me tell you, I mean, have you seen the damage that a corkscrew could do to somebody?
No. No way. This cannot possibly be legal. Are you kidding me?
Well,
don't you get in trouble?
I mean, that's why I said, like, we like to keep everything very private. Like, for example, now that you know about Mom Fight Club, you can't tell anybody else. And if you do, and we find out that you told somebody about it, it's just not going to be good.
You know what? I think I may have to pass on this, because honestly, I've never heard of anything like this before. I mean, I used to live in a bad neighborhood, but this is way beyond anything I would ever want to be involved.
I gotcha. I mean, it isn't for everybody. I just thought you wanted to be a part, like, of our little neighborhood. Everybody said that you were outgoing, but I guess, I mean, if you want us to leave you alone, you could keep to yourself, you know, whatever. That's fine, too.
I do want to be part of the neighborhood, and I am social, but fighting somebody in the garage somewhere?
Well, how about you just think it over? You're still new. Your feelings might change after the first time somebody lets their dog take a huge shit in your lawn or something. Or maybe, you know, after another one of the wives on the block sleeps with your husband, which tends to happen a lot in our neighborhood. Just trust me, your killer instinct will come out eventually.
Is this stuff that's happened to you around here?
Oh, no. I just like to beat the shit out of people. I mean, everybody has their hobbies, you know.
Well, listen, I appreciate the offer, but I'm sorry, I just can't join right now.
No problem. Just do me a favor. Don't tell anybody what we talked about today, because, like I said, I'll kick your f***ing ass. Like, I'm seriously going to beat the shit out of you in front of, like, everybody in front of your house.
Don't worry, I'm not going to say a thing.
Okay, good. I guess I'll see you around the neighborhood then.
Yeah, right. We'll see.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.